and Irshad Manjay on How to Make America Great, Finally, by Mary Kay Schilling, Nicole Goodkind, Anna Menta, Nina Burley, and Janice Williams. Mass shootings, hashtag MeToo, family separation, climate change, impeachment, the world is dark and getting darker, or at least that's what it seems like from the relentless barrage of push alerts and Facebook posts blowing up our phones. In turn, we get angry, we despair, we withdraw. It's a vicious cycle with seemingly no reprieve. We in the media, because of our own need for eyeballs and clicks and profits, we're not telling the healing story, says author Irshad Manjay, who is among the people Newsweek spoke to about how to move beyond fear and begin to fix our nation's problems. We're telling the stories of the conflicts. We need to hear both. By Barack Obama, Robert F. Kennedy knew a thing or two about hope. Half a century ago, it was hope in the future, hope in people, hope in our capacity to do better, to be better, that spurred him to challenge a sitting president of his own party and challenge the conscience of a nation. And through steel towns and crowded housing projects and windswept Native American reservations, Bobby reinvigorated an American spirit that was bruised and battered and still reeling from assassinations and riots and protests and hatred. And he had ambition, and he had moral clarity. He argued for unity over division, for compassion over mutual suspicion, for justice over intolerance and inequality. And standing on some makeshift platform, maybe on the trunk of a convertible or the back of a flatbed, sometimes speaking into a tiny microphone while an aide held up a portable speaker, he felt authentic and he felt true. Non-staged, managed, or prepackaged, like so many people in public life. Which is when you look at the photos and you look at the footage of that remarkable period, that's what sticks out is the sea of hands surrounding him, seemingly everywhere he went. Dozens of hands, hundreds of hands, thousands, every shape and every color. The smooth hands of children and the wrinkled, worn hands of the elderly, and they're all reaching upward. He understood that it wasn't blind optimism that he was peddling. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the hardships and cruelties that so many suffer or the enormous challenges that we face in mounting progress in this very imperfect world. It's a belief in goodness and human ingenuity, and maybe most of all, our ability to connect with each other and see each other in ourselves, and that if we summon our best selves, then maybe we can inspire others to do the same.